Okay, we just heard the recording has started, so please confirm that you agree to have this recorded and that I can share towards mentoring certification purposes.
Of course you can, Simone.
All right, no worries. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Julie, so we've got about 30-ish minutes today, and I'm wondering what, in that time, what's most important for you, for us to focus on?
Well, it's funny because the last session brought up quite a lot for me in terms of realizing that this piece around my self-care had really sort of come from all this guilt that I've been feeling around my mom and, you know, lots of things coming up from that from last week. So if you don't mind, I would like to do a little bit more, creating a little bit more awareness around how to deal with that in terms of my mum is coming here in 4 weeks' time and I haven't seen her for 3 years. And I would really like to do some work around today's session, sort of on how I prepare for that mentally and get in the right mindset for it. Does that sound like something we could address?
Absolutely. And so because you've already got this in mind, then what's the win going to look like on this one?
Feeling less stressed about it. I can already feel there's a lot of stress going on in my chest. For me, sort of how I will know is I will just feel quite calm and relaxed about it. And it's all going to be fine.
All right. And I can hear in your voice a little bit of doubt. So,
I've never really pulled that one off before. So this will be new. But I thought, gosh, I've really got to get this. I really need to get on top of this one because this has been there. This pattern has been there for so long, and it's ridiculous, really, to still trying to be. Living to my mother's high standards, I want to say, even at my age, to still be sort of seeing, I'm starting to go around seeing everything through her eyes, which starts to happen. And then I'm like, oh my God, this needs to get done, this hasn't been done, da 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 da. For instance, kitchen things have fallen off the kitchen, I've got to get these fixed. You know, it's just really attention to detail things that I'd normally leave, so I start to go into this sort of panic around, oh, nothing's good enough, you know?
And what do you really, so you said that you would feel calm and relaxed would be the win. But in terms of, like, really what you would really want, like, what do you want your life to be and look like when you're calm and relaxed with regards to your mom coming to visit?
Well, for me, calm and relaxed is that I stop caring about what she thinks. That's really, like, I cut not the ability to just think, this is me, take it or leave it. Sometimes my life is a little bit chaotic and I've got teenagers and there's lots going on, and she's going to come into this environment and expect, you know, I haven't seen her for 3 years, and she's going to very much expect everything to be perfect and, you know, the house to be spotless. Like, you know, I grew up in this sort of showroom, and everything to sort of revolve around her for those 2 weeks. So it's really about me going, you know what, Mum, I can't, you're welcome to come and be part of this and part of my world for 2 weeks, and I will sort of obviously take her out for dinners and take her to the cinema and do things she likes to do. But I, I need to let go of this idea that I cannot have it perfect by the time she gets there. There's absolutely no way I'm going to be able to sort everything out by the time she gets here. I've been meaning to do it all year, but it's like it's 4 weeks away, and it's like, for instance, my garden needs doing. I can just see this list of chores building up, which is feeling overwhelming. And I'm like, why am I so worried? Just let it go. This is real life. This is the way it is. I can garden while she's here, and she can sit in the garden with a cup of tea. You know, it doesn't matter. But yeah, as I say that, I can also hear, the other part of me that's going, this isn't going to be good enough, that you're going to be judged.
Well, and it sounds like if you stop caring about what she thinks, there's something in there. To me, it sounds like it just might be a sense of freedom or a liberation or something. But for you, what would that really mean if you could stop caring about what she thinks?
Oh, I feel like it would be very freeing. Like you just said, that was you actually hit the nail on the head there when you said it. I could breathe. Yeah, I could really breathe. And I already feel it in my chest as you said that. That if I didn't care what she thought, then that's been defining my whole life, I think. Is, you know, trying to impress my mum, and my mum never really being that impressed. Yeah.
What's the laugh about?
Because as I said it, that's the truth of it. It's like whatever I do, even if the house was spotless and it was absolutely perfect and met her sort of high standards, then I still wouldn't be meeting that high standard. There would still perhaps be a comment like, oh, you put on a little bit of weight, or you know what I mean? It's even if I was absolutely perfect, it would still not be perfect, if that makes sense. Because that's just the way my mum is. She has incredibly high standards. And I feel, as I say this, that I almost feel like I'm becoming her because I'm, you know, sort of making ridiculous high standards for myself that I can never seem to meet. So I'm always kind of living my life, based on somebody else's standards that are just ridiculous, really. I think I managed to hide away from it when she's not around. When she's coming or she's around, then it really highlights, oh, nothing's good enough, you know?
And within that, okay, so it sounds like what we're really talking about is mentally preparing for you is that you stop caring about what she thinks.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And one thing you really discovered is because you're never going to impress her anyway. You never have. You can pretty much count on that you never will. And if that's the situation or case you've been living with your whole life, then what is it that you think we need to look at in order for you to really be able to stop caring?
Well, as you say it, I think I just need to know. I've done many things that I should be really proud of, you know, and I just do things in a different way. I've always been much more creative than my mum, and perhaps I want to say more of a global thinker, not so much paying attention to the details and the specifics. So as I say it, I'm just very different from her, and I need to celebrate that I'm different, and that's okay. And that can break me free from the, because the criticisms have always come over, you don't look smart enough, or you've let me down turning up looking like that, it's that kind of stuff really that comes through with her, that she always wants to be, it's always about impressing other people with her and what her children have done and what she can be proud of, and very much brought up with that sort of comparison to others in the family and how others are doing. And your cousin now, she's bought her second property and this kind of thing. But yeah, I'm not interested in it even, I want to say. I really don't care about things like that. I mean, I'd be happy. My happiest place in the world is on an island in Thailand with living in a beach hut. That's my idea of a good life. That would suit me.
Within this, so I'm hearing that the two of you are so different.
Yeah.
And yet she's your mom.
Yeah.
And the last time that we spoke, I recollect that she really matters to you. It's not just some woman whom I can never impress, but mm-hmm. It sounds like there may be more about this that you want, like maybe a real relationship with her that's never possible because you never measure up. And I wonder what, if anything, in what I just said means anything to you.
Yeah, well, I actually, but as you said that, I felt quite upset. Because I think that's it. I think I've, I mean, I lost my dad quite young, and I was very, very close to my dad. I'm much more like my dad. And I think, my mum sees a lot of my dad in me, but a lot of my dad's thoughts perhaps in me as well. So that's highlighted. And then my sister is much more like my mum. She's much more organized and together and runs things like a military camp. I want to say she's even an extreme of my mum. So my mum finds it a lot more easy, I think, to get on with my sister because they're very similar. And I'm probably the far left side of my father, maybe an extreme of him, that she's the part of him that she perhaps didn't like, which was that out there kind of thinker. He was a bit of a dreamer. I would say he was up there on the ceiling, and she was keeping him down on the ground. That was their relationship. That's how it works. She kept him running. She kept did all the practical kind of stuff for him that kept him sort of functioning. And I think she comes in and then she thinks, oh my gosh, get it together or something, or I don't know. That's just what I kind of feel from her. And then I go into this, oh my gosh, even though everything I've achieved in my life, and I've been an extremely high achiever, none of that has seemed to be countable, So yeah, I'm doing it again. I know I'm trying to get behind what it is, because it's a pattern that's been there for so long that it's hard to really know what it is and how to break it. But I think it does come down to just being me and celebrating me and going, I'm me.
and yeah, come into our crazy house and enjoy it, or don't. I said that felt good as I said that. Come into our crazy house and enjoy it or don't.
And what makes that feel so good for you?
Because it's like, you know, yeah, this is me. So if celebrate me as your daughter. I almost want to say that to her. Yeah, those things don't matter to me, Mom. I don't care that there's a thing off in the kitchen, on the kitchen cabinet, that I haven't sorted it. I haven't had time. Sorry.
I noticed your voice has changed. It's probably maybe your chest is relaxed a little bit, but I can hear something in your voice as you're settling more into really being okay with you, not in the absence of her, but in the presence of her. And it sounds like what you're doing possibly is inviting her into being in a relationship with you instead of you always fighting to be in a relationship with her. And
yes, that felt so good as you said that. That is it. That felt so good. Yes, it's about you're coming into my world now, and these are my children, and she hasn't seen them for 3 years because of the pandemic, and she needs to get to know them again. They're teenagers now. They're their own people. They're not children anymore. Last time she saw them, they were children. So it's like you come in and you see these brilliant people and appreciate them. And, you know, you're not going to be happy that my son is as messy as me, but that's part of who he is. He's a creative. He's going on a design path. He's brilliant in his own way. So, yeah, it's about that, I think, of just going, you know, because I keep seeing them all through my mum's eyes, and she tries to sort of control everything, and, you know, she'll be in here cleaning up and, you know, scrubbing things, and, you know, if she wants to do that, she can, but I just need to relax and go, that is not my life, and I can't be like that. And it's a waste of bloody life for me, I think, being like that. That's been her whole life. She even, just to let you know how obsessed this is, will not leave her villa in Spain without having it immaculate in case anything happens to her, because she wouldn't want to be her anything to be found out of place. Which I kind of find ridiculous, but yeah, that's just her.
And she gets to be her just as you get to be you.
Yeah.
So Julie, when we started the conversation, it was, you know, how I can mentally prepare for this visit. Where are you now?
I feel a lot better, actually. I feel like I'm gonna let it all go this time. I'm just gonna be, look, this is me. Obviously, I will. In fact, I was thinking the day before she comes, I'm just gonna hire a cleaner to do the whole thing, so I don't have to worry about it. So it will look nice and clean and bright, because I have a nice bright house. I live in a Californian bungalow in Sydney, and it's, you know, it's got skylights and it's got a little angel cherub on the roof, and she's never been to this house before, and it's got a really nice green garden that's really overgrown, and it's got palm trees in it, and, you know, I'm sitting looking out at it now. It's, you know, I'm going to set up a seat for her so she can sit out in the garden. And, you know, she can come through and it will be all wonderful and probably the best it's looked for a long time anyway, if I do that. Then I will just relax the whole time she's here and just be me. And, yeah, I'm in my 50s now. Take it or leave it, isn't it? I am me. I'm happy how I am. Yeah, I do feel a lot better as I'm sort of reflecting on saying all that, but it will be fine, and it will be lovely to see her. I mean, I haven't seen her for 3 years, so I will cherish her and as she is.
And it sounds like you really are imagining the visit now in a much different way. So it sounds the mental preparation has happened and happening will likely continue to unfold. And what would you say that you've actually really learned about yourself besides that, hey, I'm 50 and it's my life? What else have you learned about yourself that is really mattering for you here?
But you know what? I'm a good person. I believe in people. I love people. Everybody else I can work through differences with. I think it's just because it's been my mom. It's been, you know, those incredibly close relationships are difficult to do with. I just need to appreciate her for who she is. She's a detailed, I don't want to say sort of clean freak, but, you know, that's who she is. She can't help the way she is. She's very set in her ways as she's got older. And her mother, this is really funny, because her mother had incredibly high standards that she could never live up to. So it's the pattern that's there from her to her mum. So if anything, she should understand how I feel. Because I've heard her talk about how she could never live up to her own mum's standards. And I remember my nan's house. Yeah, I know. I remember my nan's house used to sell a bleach.
Wow. And what a connection point. Like, I'm hearing something that you've just mentally prepared yourself with is a common denominator in which you could possibly relate.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think exactly if she says anything to me, I'll say, do you remember how you used to feel with your mum? Well, that's how you're making me feel. And I think I would be quite comfortable to say that if she starts to sort of nitpick. Yeah. Because it's a shame, really, because it can get so in the way of something that could be quite a special relationship, really, because I'm sure she loves me in her own way. And she definitely loves my children. Her grandchildren, so yeah.
And so this sounds like you're learning or identifying some actual things, like in terms of the situational, the what, right? Like, okay, here's some things that I can prepare myself for in terms of what might happen. And then you kind of have the mental. So in terms of, you got 4 weeks, and then we're meeting next week. So you can take your pick. But, you know, what do you see yourself doing with these insights going forward?
Well, just feeling more relaxed about it. I don't think I actually need to do anything, because I was actually thinking, oh, my gosh, I better clear the garage out. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I actually feel like, no, I've got so many other things that would be a better use of my time. So what if the garage is in a bit of a mess when she comes? It doesn't matter. I'm just going to not bother with that now, actually, and actually have a really fun weekend instead, because I had this horrific image of what my weekend was going to start to look like, trying to meet these unrealistic expectations. So I actually feel like that's speed things up a bit, to think I'm not going to bother doing that, actually. So there you go. It's an anti-action, but that feels really good.
Mm-hmm. And although you didn't say this, I am kind of hearing into it, so I'll just check it out. But
yeah,
it seems like all of the other things that you'll now be able to do will likely avail you to be more available with her when she's there, because you want to put them off to do all this stuff to please her or impress her.
Yes, that's so right. Because there's actually there's a few blogs that I want to get on and do that would be much more helpful for me with my marketing and my business and everything. So I'd prefer to be doing that on Sunday than cleaning out a garage. So yeah, so, really, really feels much better, feels much more like what I'd like to be doing.
And your voice is just so much more excited and full of life. And,
I know.
And yeah, you sound so much more vibrant. And it also sounds like this is part of that preparing to invite her into your world. You won't have to escape her with things that you've got to tend to because they didn't get done. But that you can invite her in and then share and show and whatever else ends up happening. So let's kind of think. So we're kind of coming into some of our wrap up, and I'm wondering in terms of you really setting yourself up for success in this, you know, to sustain this mental preparation. So in terms of that, like, what's going to happen for you if you forget that you've let this go and you don't care what you think because you're in your 50s now and you start picking up those old patterns and grinding on yourself about, oh, this, that, and the other, got to get done. So what's going to happen should that occur?
I just need to remind myself of exactly, I think the point in that session that was really important to me was to realize she had these same feelings with her own mum. That was like a real breakthrough for me there. And I just remind myself that if she says anything to me or picks up on anything, that I can remind her of that and how that used to make her feel. That actually feels really, just to remind myself of that, that's really strong for me.
And in terms of then you being committed to getting these fun things done, like the blog and marketing and, you know, some other things that you mentioned, I don't know if you got your hair done, but maybe that's in there.
Oh, I booked it. It was Friday. Yeah, and I booked my dog. My dog is getting his hair cut next week because he's all overgrown as well. And I thought at least my beautiful little dog can look fantastic when my mum comes with his beautiful miniature schnauzer, so he can be there with his little cute beard and make everything look great. There you go. She loves my dog.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so me and him are getting our hair cut.
All right. Well, congratulations on success and making that happen. And so just wanted to check and see, is there anything more around this topic that we need to address, any loose ends to tie up, or is this a good place for us to wrap up?
No, I think this has been brilliant today. Thank you so much. I can feel the difference in my chest as I just relax and think I'm me now and I can celebrate me, and it's fine. She loves me in her own way for my differences. I'm sure that I've brought some fun and joy into her life over the years on my adventures and things. You know, she never would have come to Australia for a start if I hadn't have come here. There's lots to share and lots of fun dinners to have with her. and mood is and things that she likes to do. I'm going to think of it in that way.
And this, I just really want to remark again on the difference in your demeanor, just your energy, your voice. I can just feel that relaxing and that settling in, as well as some excitement and just some of the ideas that you're putting forth. It sounds like you're actually starting to generate excitement about this trip with your mom versus the dread that was building up, like that bittersweetness that it was before. And now it just seems like there's so much more possibility that's open to you, and that you've remembered what's important both to you and, you know, what's important to her, but I can't presume to know what's important to her, but I'm just hearing how you're also thinking about what's important to her and not just the ticking the boxes that are never going to be clear ticked enough, right? So, you know, but I'm thinking about her more as a person and enjoying, like, being with family and coming on this great journey. I don't know how many miles that is from Spain to Australia, but, you know, that's
it's a big journey. Okay,
so well done, lady. You are welcome.
Thank you.
Is this a good place for us to close?
Yeah, it's great. Thank you so much.
All right, then I will get the recording off and I'll be right back.